Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. This is Carol Knier, Wayne Memorial Community Health Manager. Thank you for joining me today. Happy October. It's October 3rd, could you imagine? Or 2nd. It's October 2nd. It's Sunday. And on today's show, I have a returning guest. I have Joanna Van Tine. Good morning, Joanna.
Good morning, Carol.
How are you today?
Fantastic. Thanks for having me back.
Oh, I think, again, you and I can talk for hours. Joanna and I have become very good friends. We work a lot of programs together, and it's just wonderful. And for those of you that may not be aware, Joanna is, she works for NEPA NAMI. NAMI stands for National Alliance on Mental Illness. And we are here to talk about Mental Health Awareness Week, which is October 3rd through October 9th, correct?
Yes, that's right.
So, you know, how long have you been with NAMI, and can you tell us your title and basically what you do, which is a lot?
I've been with NAMI for 3 years now. I started as a volunteer, and now they have made me a part-time employee. They titled me Community Engagement and Volunteer Coordinator, which basically means I go out there into our communities and I educate. I bring awareness to mental health and resources to families and friends that need resources. I also am in charge of the volunteers, that anyone who would like to volunteer with the organization, I put them to work. I get them involved, so to speak. So if anyone's ever interested in volunteering, call our office and you'll be speaking with me.
Right.
Or look for me at a community event, whether it be National Night Out or a wellness fair. That's where I am. Aside from doing other things, I do facilitate mental health support groups. I educate on behalf of NAMI because we do have some signature programs that we teach regarding mental health and awareness. And I advocate for mental health as well.
Mm-hmm. You do. And really, thank you for everything that you do for our communities. You know, you're in Wayne, you're in Pike. You know, you also go into Monroe counties and, you know, provide all of this information to our community members, which is great. I know, you know, you're working with us with our Together for Health school programs, which involves 7th and 10th graders. And for our 7th graders, you're doing Say It Out Loud program, correct?
Yes, and thank you so much for getting us in there. Well, because it's long overdue, and I think children at that young age, starting 7th grade, they should start learning the mental health signs and symptoms, especially the 10 most common ones that we present through a video.
Right.
5-minute video, we go in there, show them, and then they hear from 3 actual students that are their age on the video discussing about their own struggles with mental health. And that way they can come back and say it out loud. That's what it's all about. Say it out loud if you have a friend or a family member struggling and you want to help them. Even if you're struggling, say it out loud so someone can help you, whether it be a guidance counselor, a coach, a teacher. Mm-hmm. If your parent is not the kind of parent you could go up to and talk to, maybe it can be someone at your school facility. You could even tell your friend, and the ball gets rolling from there.
Right, right.
To provide help.
Because we also mentioned, too, a lot that there's a lot of stigma sometimes that goes along with mental health mental illness. Mm-hmm. And this is one way to allow, especially at a young age, to let young people know that they need to ask for help, that there's treatment out there, whether it's talking to a therapist or a guidance counselor, you know, and it could be just an issue right there and then.
Absolutely.
Or maybe something long term.
Absolutely.
But to talk to someone about
Absolutely.
It, correct?
Mm-hmm. It's okay to not be okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay to talk about it. And that's what they need to know, is that there should be no stigma. But
right.
You know, kids, they worry about what other friends are going to think and what other people think. But if we keep teaching them that it's okay to not be okay, then maybe they'll start coming forward.
Right. And that's one thing that NAMI does, correct?
Yes. Yes. We educate a lot, not just to the people who are affected by mental illness, but to family members of loved ones that want to know more, that want to help more. We provide the resources, but we also provide the education to help them start recognizing signs and symptoms and how they could better help their loved one.
Right. And I know you have a program that's coming up at Wallenpaupack High School starting October 13th, correct? It's
going to
be Thursday evenings. Can you talk a little bit about that? That's your family and friends program?
Yes. It's a 90-minute seminar. See, what we teach is family to family. It's usually an 8-week course. It's pretty intense, 2.5 hours long to teach family members about their loved ones, how to approach them, how to, you know, help de-escalate them, how to recognize signs and symptoms themselves for their loved one, and how to work with them better. This 90-minute seminar is like a broad overview of what the family and friends class is all about, and, you know, doesn't dive deep, but gives you a broad overview of it. So if you enjoy the family and friends 90-minute seminar, we encourage you to take the family-to-family course, which is more in-depth. And that's what we're doing at Walpack at the community education. Yes.
Oh, great. So yes. So you have it running from October 13th through, I think it's like November 15th. So they can pick one of those Thursday nights and come, correct?
Absolutely. From 6 to 8 p.m. Yes, absolutely. It's free. Sign up.
Right.
You know, it doesn't matter how many people we have in the class. We will have the class and it's free. Why not?
And there'll be times during that program also to ask questions, correct, about other programs, always, like support groups you have, right? Talk a little bit about the support groups that you have.
So right now we currently have the family support group. We have the connection support group. So family support group, let me just rewind a little, is just for family members who have a loved one struggling with mental health issues. And they need the help as well because they need to try to understand that loved one and how to help that loved one more. The Connections group is a mental health support group strictly for those who struggle with the mental health diagnosis, whether it's a diagnosis officially on paper or not. If you have a diagnosis and you're experiencing a struggle, we tell people go to the Connections group. And then we also have a Mama Bear group, which is new. It's for moms who are pregnant or experiencing perinatal anxiety and depression, or even postpartum depression after they've given birth. We do have these groups via Zoom as well as in person throughout Lackawanna, Wayne, Pike, and Monroe counties. So if anyone ever wanted information on that, they could go to our website or call the office. We're also available on social media where everything's publicized.
So knowing that, can you give the phone number to NAMI and then maybe some of the social media sites?
Of course. If you want our phone number to the office in Scranton, it's 570-342-1047, or you can go to our info@naminepa.org. And also on social media, we're on Facebook, NAMI Northeast PA, or even Instagram, NAMI NEPA.
Right. And again, NAMI stands for National Alliance on Mental Illness. And again, if you just Google NAMI, you know, and NEPA, that's the Northeast PA part, that it'll just come right up also. And it'll show the different social media sites, which have great information. And it lists the times of the different support groups out there, right?
Exactly.
The different programs and where, which is really important for our listeners to know. So tell us a little bit about, there is an event coming up, correct?
Yes, a big fundraiser. It's one of our major fundraisers. It's called the 5Kate. We are collaborating with the Ed Schoner family. The Schoners lost their daughter due to suicide 26 years ago, I want to say. And they started this walk for her. And they asked us to collaborate with them this year. So the 5K takes place at Naog Park every year in Scranton. This year, it's going to be on October 15th at 8 a.m. registration. We're going to have basket raffles and trunk or treat and lots of good food, all for free. But registration is not for free, of course. But all the other stuff, you know, the food-wise is free. Basket raffles, take your chance. We're selling chances, and there's going to be some really good raffles there. But that's what it's out there for, to promote mental health awareness as well as suicide prevention.
Right. And there's going to be great resources there also.
Very much so. You're going to see vendors from all paths out there with their tables. So come on out.
Right.
Rain or shine.
And like you did mention, you know, like the hospital and our community health centers, we go out to a lot of community events, to health fairs. And I know you are always right there participating, you know, as a representative of NAMI. You're also very involved with our Northeast Suicide Prevention Initiative group too, correct?
I am, yes. I'm actually co-president of that, along with John Nebzadowski and a bunch of other great people like yourself.
Oh, thank you very much. Yes, and that's how we became so, you know, close and work so well together, because many of the programs that you provide in our community are needed. You know, as a hospital, as a healthcare facility, we get many phone calls looking for, you know, that resource.
Sure.
And so, you know, NAMI NEPA is just one of them that provides a lot of these programs. So what about some other stuff that you may do? I know you also are certified to teach mental health training, first aid training, correct?
Yes, I personally do the youth mental health first aid. My executive director teaches the mental health first aid. I teach family to family, and I facilitate a lot of the groups. So that's what I'm currently teaching. I hope to become trained in teaching NAMI Homefront, which is for family members who have loved ones in the military coming back, or whether they're currently in the military. I'd like to start teaching that because I did take the 6-week course. And it's very informative, and it really hits home, especially when my son is in the service. And it's very insightful, as well as all their programs. So I want to continue on and not just keep educating myself, but educating the community and teaching the community that I live in.
Mm-hmm. Right. So again, you go out and you do community health fairs, events. You know, you participate in the schools. You have the support group. But if we have an organization or a business that may be listening today and they want you to come in and, you know, and provide some information on mental health overall, can you do that?
Absolutely. We have programs with NAMI. They're called CEOs Against Stigma. We can teach and go into a corporation and teach managers and, CEOs of companies how to recognize signs and symptoms of mental illness at their workplace.
Mm-hmm.
Just the same way we can go into schools and teach youth mental health first aid to teachers and administrators. It's not just all for the kids and family members. It's for everybody, you know, and the more education we have, the better we can serve our loved one or just serve the people in our community. That's right. The way I look at it.
Right. And you know, it's not that you teach survival skills, but you also teach, you know, clues on how to recognize if someone's having a bad day or if they are having a mental health crisis, who to reach out to, correct?
Who to reach out to, how to communicate first and foremost with that person, because you want to make sure you can communicate with that person and not escalate them, but try to help de-escalate them, especially if they're in a crisis situation.
Mm-hmm.
First and foremost, that's important. And secondly, finding them that right resource, where to go to, who to call, and such. And we do have them in our community that people need to be aware of and find out about them.
Right. Like, you know, Wayne County, we have our community
crisis.
Yes, our crisis center, which is right on Main Street, which
that's
has
right.
walk-in, you know, times Wednesday through Sunday. Correct?
Yes.
But they also have a hotline that people can call when they're in crisis.
Absolutely.
They also
I highly recommend them as well. I always tell people, and you know what's nice about mental health support groups too, for the family members as well, they don't feel they ever have rights because their loved one shuts them out a lot of times. The loved one goes into a hospital ER and then cuts them off at that point, and they don't allow the doctors to speak to them or the nurses to speak to them. We educate the parents and family members when they come to our support group that, yes, you do have that right. Write a journal. Write down all the signs and symptoms you're seeing. Write down everything that you're hearing your loved one and seeing your loved one do. And you can present that. You have those rights to tell the medical facility everything and anything you can to give that facility insight on what your loved one's going through.
Right, because that also helps that medical profession.
Absolutely.
You know, diagnose, properly diagnose.
Right,
correct?
And that's not a violation of HIPAA.
Mm-hmm.
That's telling everything that's going on. So like you said, it's to help them.
Mm-hmm.
It's to help them.
Right, and I think, you know, I'm hoping, personally, I see more and more people asking for help. Do you see that also?
I do, yes. More and more are coming to us with children that are, they're getting younger and younger.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have parents that are telling me they have 3- and 4-year-olds suffering anxiety. That's something else. Like, I never heard of such a thing, you know,
right.
But you learn. And it's very sad. And the COVID didn't help any matters.
I was just going to say that.
COVID really, you know, it's hard.
Right, right. And we are going to, I think, moving forward, see more and more, you know, mental health. But again, our goal here is to let our community know that help is available.
Yes.
You know, they can talk to their physician too. You know, if it's a child, their pediatrician, they should have those resources also. You know, they can reach out to NAMI and get the resources also, correct?
That's right. They need to know what resources are out there, what education's out there. Mm-hmm. I didn't know any of that stuff prior to NAMI, so I'm very grateful. And that's why I brought it back to my community of Wayne County in particular, because I was lost in the sauce, so to speak, because for me, I felt at the time there was nothing. I felt hopeless and helpless with my own son, and I felt like there was no resources out there until I found NAMI, and it was right here in Scranton. And that's what really guided me all the way. More education, the better. I can't stress enough to educate yourself, know what your rights are, know what their rights are, but know what your rights are as too. And just keep educating yourself, because you can never go wrong with education.
Right, and you know, ending on that positive note, thank you so much. I totally agree with that. So, Joanna, thank you so much
thank
for joining.
Thank you for having me again. Absolutely.
You're welcome. And again, this is Carol Kinnear, Wayne Memorial Community Health Manager. Thank you for listening and have a great day.